Hello? Hi. I don't know. Now that I started the space, I'm like so nervous. And I don't even know like what to talk about or even like where to begin. I don't Holy shit, bro. Yaki-chan, I hope you're doing okay. I'm okay-ish. I'm actually like living in my late grandmother's room right now. It's kind of strange because like I moved some of my at least some of my clothes to the closet and I open it and there's still my grandma clothes in it, and so I feel kind of weird, but I don't, but yeah, I'm at least I'm okay. I had a near-death experience. Oh my god, that's like the most insane thing. That's like the most insane thing, huh? Holy shit, bro. Like, what the fuck? Glad you're safe. Yeah. Yesterday was seriously, I have never been that scared my entire life. Yeah, oh my god. The fucking. So, like, okay. So, I. Like, after the stream, right? Imagine if it happened during the stream. That would be crazy. Like, honestly, I don't even want to imagine it. Like after the stream ended, I went and bought myself boba. And like I brought boba to my room. I opened the door and like I sat into my chair and I had like a sip of boba. And then I heard this really loud fucking sound. It's like something was breaking, and like I was freaked out. So like I started looking around, and then when I look up, I saw like in the corner of my room there are like cracks and fucking like dirt and water was like dripping from the fucking cracks. And then I was like, okay, fuck. I just ran off my room while screaming and like, holy shit. And like my mom also came up and she was like, wait, I heard something, like what the fuck? And like we both saw the entire ceiling just fucking came down. Like, bruh. Bruh, like, what the fuck? I was so fucking scared. Like, Jesus, what the fuck? And like, yeah, the whole ceiling, all of the light broke as well. And it was like pitch black. So like, and like water was dripping down and like there was dirt everywhere and there was like dirt water and like what the fuck? Yeah, I'm living with my family, but it was only my room that it happened to, because like my room was like on the top floor. Okay, so like I was scared, but I saw there was like dirt wire coming down and I was scared for my PC. And honestly, I don't think I should have done that because like basically the ceiling didn't crash down like completely thanks to like my closet. So my closet kind of like stopped it a bit and it was sort of like hanging there. And I saw my PC like under it, and I was like, what am I just running and fucking pulling it out? So I Like I was shaking. No, I was shaking so much. Like my fingers and my legs were shaking, but like I went in and like it was really dark. So like I tried to pull out all of the fucking like cables from my PC to pull it out, right? But it was like really dark and I think I missed a cable, so I legit got myself like shocked by electricity, and it fucking hurt. And at that point, I was crying. I was crying and screaming, and I was like, "I'm gonna fucking die." My electric. I was like, "This I hate this. I want to die." Yeah. Oh my God. And like, but when I realized that, I was like, I was yelling and like my and like I think I saw like a blanket or like a towel nearby. So I just grabbed my PC with the blanket or the towel, and then I just like so I like pull it in. Yeah, it's so fucking dangerous. It's really dangerous. I was so scared. And it was really dark because all the lights were broken, so like I couldn't find a switch, and I feel like finding the switch would also get me electrocuted as well. So like I just like sort of grab it in like a blanket or a towel, and then I just like yank it out, and then I was crying. By the time I sent that tweet, my fingers were still shaking so much that I could barely write the tweet. Like my pinkies were shaking. Didn't get hit by a live wire from the ceiling. No, yeah, the closet sort of like stopped it. And it was like, I think it was also like the chair. I don't think it's the chair. The ceiling was like really heavy. So, like, yeah, it was like sort of hanging there, and like I tried to put some more stuff under to support it. And yeah, my phone was covered in dirt water, bro. I think it's still kind of dirty. Yesterday, I think kind of took out like few years off my life. Oh, by the way, you guys know like when I was like streaming, there was that noise, and you were like, "Oh yeah, there it might be some animal." It was a fucking rat, and a rat fell in to my room along with the ceiling, bro. It was a fat fucking rat. At that point, I feel like it's kind of funny. At that point, just like after everything that happened, and I saw that rat, I'm just like, maybe it's kind of funny. I don't know. Oh no. Yeah, my fat rat neighbor. Yeah, it live above me, I guess. I guess. I guess. Yeah, the rat is literally hiding in the wall. Yeah, this is a fucking yeah. Was the rat okay? My dad caught it. It's in the mouse trap. Guess at that point, that isn't that bad anymore compared to everything else. Yeah, exactly. I just have like a few bags of clothes. Not a few bags of clothes, like a few bags with clothes. Not a few bags of clothes. I do not have that much clothes here. Like, got like a few bags with like my equipment and some clothes. And like, yeah, basically that's it. I have an entire bag full of just like cable and wires. I haven't tried booting up my PC yet, because like first thing first, there's not really any place in my grandma's room that I can actually set things up and hook stuff in to check. And also secondly, I'm also scared to check. Like yeah, You save any of the stuff you bought recently? Like when dad? No, not really. They're in the closet. So I don't know. I think the closet is pretty sturdy. Maybe it shielded everything from it. Unless the rat goes in and eat my clothes, then I guess and it would be fucked. But I think my dad caught the rat already, so I think it should be fine, maybe. Yeah, and today like just kind of like clean the rubbles out. Yeah, like my dad also called some people to help cleaning all of the rubbles out of my room, and now like there's like this fucking hole in my room, bro. It's kind of weird. So yeah, I'm alive and I'm okay, I guess. I need therapy. Yeah, the ceiling is gone. The ceiling, of course, the ceiling is gone. The entire fucking thing collapsed, and they just removed it now. They just removed it. I need therapy after this. Actually, I was supposed to go today, but I was so tired. I was like, I don't want to go. I'm so fucking tired. I just sent my therapist Onesan saying, so there's a hole in my room, and I'm like stressed out. So, no temporary cover? No. No. Just. Yeah. Well, at least I'm okay. We did move like a bunch of stuff from my room outside, like the table and stuff. Whatever a near-death experience. Seriously, I've never been that scared my entire life. Like I was shaking. At the end of the day, I legit want to vomit, and I didn't even eat anything on that day. I only ate like one onigiri. That's like the only thing I ate the entire yesterday. I couldn't eat any more afterwards because I would vomit it out. Yeah, I told my therapist on this I can meet her like later this week. Yeah, what the fuck? Oh God. Did anything good today? Not really. I'm still not in the mood for like eating like after cleaning and stuff. I'm just like laying on the bed and like do not want to do anything. I'm just like lying there and like thinking. I also talked to my mom a bit and like I know about what happened yesterday and how we were both panicking and screaming at each other. And then because we were panicking and screaming at each other, we made each other panic more, I guess. You well enough, treat yourself to something nice, you deserve it. I don't even know of like I think most of my boring stuff is safe. I would like to believe that. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I don't even want to think about it. I'm just sort of escaping reality right now. Imagine Nikki says she can't attend prayer because the roof of her room collapsed. Yeah, I mean, hey, at least now I can That's some special necky thing. It's like, not everyone can brag that, oh yeah, I survived the entire roof like falling on top of me. Yeah. Escape reality with all of us. Yeah, I'm sort of like escaping reality. I can talk to people. I can talk to you guys, but like I couldn't really converse with people that much like the past. Maybe like the past day, I guess. Yeah. Help yourself to some escapism now, you need it. For real though. For real though. Never in my life I thought that would happen to me. What the hecky? Man. Passive thinking, maybe you're lucky that you're safe after this tragedy. Yeah, honestly. Like, if I was just like sitting there and like maybe with, I don't know. If I didn't notice what's going on, I still would get crushed though, because like, I mean, my closet stopped it, but it's only one side, and I was sitting on the other side. I think my luck status is really low at this point. I think one of the requirement for Nucky lifelong partners to have good luck so you can offset mine. Yeah. Please have good luck, Kamipi. Or else you're gonna die with me. Cause Jesus, what the heck? Means other stats are higher? I don't know. I don't know what stats are higher. That wouldn't work. Still better than nothing. Luck is okay. That means my luck stat is high, don't worry. Please open P.O. box so we can send Nike a couple hundred good luck charm. Yeah, for real. I need good luck charm, and like I need to see an exorcist or something. Like, isn't that bad? Yeah, as in having a fucking an entire roof falling on top of me is my luck is not bad, and like it only happened to my room. Like, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't know, man. You got out? Honestly, like, at that point, I really was thinking maybe it's better if I just like if I just die under the rubble, just because when I saw like all my stuff being covered in like rubbles, I was like thinking of the damages, and I'm like, man, what? Why didn't it just fucking kill me? For real, like sometimes dealing with the aftermath is like legit worse, but like at that. No, I know, but like at that point, I was looking at things being in like fucking shambles, and I'm just like, damn, damn. That's why I just like went in and just sort of save my PC without really thinking much about it. My mom was actually like screaming at me. She's like, "No, don't come in. What if it's like fucking collapsed even more?" And like I was also screaming back, and like yeah, I was like If I can't save this, then maybe I was just rather being crushed by the roof. I also saw a snap. It's like I'm already scared enough as it is. And having people yell at me kind of make me even like panic even more. So then, like, yeah. Can you imagine how hopeless that must have felt, bro, for you? Shit's crazy. Jeez. I mean, the repair people said they're gonna repair it. I think they told me that they're gonna take like I don't know, like two weeks or something for them to fix everything. So there is that. Life is more important. I can understand the feeling. Yeah, it's like at that moment, you know, when it's like super, you just feel like so helpless. Like that's what I was feeling. Yeah, it's pretty fast, right? Yeah, I thought so as well. Yeah, I thought so as well, 'cause like my entire ceiling is gone, so I'm like, damn, they can fix that fast? That's crazy. I also thought to myself that, damn, that's pretty fast. Yeah, they better fix it well, because like that's like new fear unlocked. I'm now forever traumatized. I don't know if I can survive if that happened to me again. I already need some therapy after this. Let's hope they do a good job. Yeah, for real. That's so fucking dangerous. Like, I could have died. Hopefully it's sturdier if it's just 2 weeks. Yeah, I hope it's sturdier as well. Worst I've had is part of my garage roof collapse. This is like my entire ceiling just like come down. Crazy. Sounds like making your whole room again. I don't know, but if they can fix it quickly, then I think it's fine. Although, I'm just sort of thinking if I can set. I don't think I can set my PC up in my grandma's room. It doesn't really have space to like plug things in. So, I don't know. If it's like about streaming, I don't know. And also, I'm just like so drained. I'm so exhausted. Like both physically and emotionally, I guess. Yeah, see, that's the thing. If it happened to my room, might be a good idea to check other rooms. Yeah, that's the thing. It seems like my sister's room, like next door, was also pretty fucked as well. 'Cause like we both live on like the top floor, so like they're gonna fix that as well. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Like her room is also damaged, and it's also pretty bad. Wait for a little while. Yeah, I'm sorry. Even though I say that, what? I'm gonna stream every day into end of August, but wow, I never will find my my roof would collapse. My mental health is most important. I'm already crazy enough as it is. I can't handle this. Jeez. Just glad you're safe. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay for what it's worth. But everyone was super nice to me though, like Kami P was also super nice and like supportive, and also like the Prism girls as well. Like I actually sent like Noah and Sarah a picture of my room. They were like, "What the fuck?" They're also being like super nice. They're like, "Oh, is there anything they can help?" But I think it's fine. Uncle Noah, thank you so much for the super chat. Wish I can be your role. I can only send this blessing. Hope that it won't happen again. Thank you. I hope so as well. If it happens again, I'm like so traumatized already. Oh, yeah. Good to hear you've got lots of support. Yeah. Sally can't come there to help clean. Yeah. It's a pain. Like, actually, a lot of my equipment are still covered in dirt water. Or, like, just dirt. Like, especially my keyboard. That's the worst part. Like, you get all the fucking disgusting dirt water thingy in there, and I'm like, yeah, a bunch of my stuff is like dirty. Actually, my laptop is like completely okay, which is pretty nice. Because my laptop, I put my laptop on, in like, it's like, it was in a sort of weird place, and it's very safe somehow from that. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool, laptop looks okay. So like, after sort of cleaning a bit, this morning, I just like sat. No, like lie on the bed and watch Irumakun on my laptop. Wait, sounds very awful to have cleaned so much. I'm so sore. Wait, yeah, I have a bunch of my equipment in the bag. I did clean it like a bit. I think it's just. Like, it's not like deep cleans. I think it's still pretty dirty. But at least, like, I do not drag dirt into this clean room. Like, that's a level of cleaning I did. I just sort of, like, go through it a bit. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, thank you. You for a super chat. Can I have a direct way? I hope it can support support you. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. It's just, I guess, I already calmed down a lot compared to yesterday. I think it's fine. I just need some time to, process it, and then start cleaning up, and maybe somehow find a way to set up my PC in my grandma's room. I don't know if I can. I look around and like there. The room is set up pretty weird, cause my grandma doesn't really watch TV or need to charge anything inside her room, so there's still like there's still place to plug stuff in, but I think it's hidden somewhere. Take as much as you need. Yeah. Stash in cables, GoPro. That means I would have to like the cables would have to go like really far. It would be so cursed. Like for real. It would be so cursed then. Also, I don't think the table here is big enough to put both of my monitors on. So, maybe only one. It's not a big table. It's like a small table. Extension cord. It would be just a temporary thing. Yeah, it's just a temporary thing, and I will have to move everything again. But I think it should be fine. I would need to buy an extension cord. Situation is already pretty cursed. Yeah, I really think I'm cursed. Or maybe in my past life, I angered some gods, and I don't know, maybe I have a cult or something. Yeah. For you. Because maybe some mystic force is trying to get rid of me. Take your time, stay safer. So, I'm pretty safe here. At least there's a bed. There's a queen bed here in my grandma's room, and that's pretty nice. Who cursed you, Nagi? I want to know as well. I want to know where. Session cords set up are not bad. Just make sure you have surge protector in it too. I'll think about that later. Like, I'm just sort of running away from reality at the moment. That's why I'll think about it later. I want to empty my head. I don't even want to think about anything. I have like this. Yeah, the table I'm sitting at right now, it has a bunch of reborn stickers on it. It was a table from my childhood. There's like, I don't even remember their name. Jeez. I only remember Gokudera. Of course, Tuna. Is that Hibari? Yeah. Mukuru, purple hair, guys. How far are you in it, Iromakun? I just started like season 3. I just started this noon. Afternoon. Yeah. I'm wearing my glove. Oh my god, yeah, she's so cute. She's so tsundere, so cute. Homo. Ari is so cute. Now, like, I really like when it's like, oh, dede, you know? It's like so cute. Okay, enjoy. Season 3 was good. Okay, I'll try to enjoy it. Yes, so I was talking to my mom this morning. Like, we just like sort of like sat there and eat together and like was talking about like everything that happened yesterday. And she said, "Damn, like." I wasn't even in the room, like I just came up and I saw what happened and I already cannot sleep. She's like, I don't even want to talk to anyone. Like that was like that was the worst experience her entire life. Like, yeah, same mood, real. And like Clara, she's so cute, so baby. I like Kuromo as well. Like the Akudo Kuromo. Love the art style, the manga in particular. Makes the girl look so adorable. Yeah, wait, I mean, I think I saw the manga art and I think it's cute. Anime art is also cute though. That was like a nightmare, for real. For real. Yeah. I was like a wet rat after that too. So I was crawling around like getting stuff. I was like a wet rat. When I can finally take like a shower, it's like damn, this hits. Yeah. Wet rat. Yeah, the same as the rat that fell down from my ceiling. That one is exactly. That rat is also wet rat because, yeah, it's a rat and it's wet from the rain, obviously. We're the same, for real. The wet rat. Oshiete. That part is quite funny. Yeah, you know, when you think about it, after everything that has happened, that part is actually quite funny. This fucking rat falling down along. It's just like you, for real. Yeah. Well, actually, no, he's fat. I'm not fat. He's fucking fat. I don't know what he ate. My dad said that, like, maybe he went to, like, the neighbor's house and eat stuff there. And now he's somehow getting to our house. Like, he's just, like, go from roof to roof, you know? And I'm like, I'm not sure that's how it works, but that's my dad's theory. About the fat rat. Yeah, like I was like, how did yeah, like, that's my dad explanation. Like it was going around. The rat's been eating your sock. I don't know that. I don't think so. I don't want it to eat my socks. That was the unluckiest time to visit you then. It must be weird for the rat as well. Like stuff just fall down and then he's exposed. Like, oops. The rat actually fat well. Yeah, it fat well in my stead, I guess. Yeah. I hope Nucky can be as fat as the ceiling rat too. Do you think the ceiling gave in because the rat was too dummy thick? That's why. Damn, can't believe a fucking rat with his dummy thick booties is sort of like destroy my ceiling and like it just came crashing down. Oh my god. That's what you choose to believe now? Yeah, fair. It's all the rat's fault. Exactly. The ceiling just couldn't handle the weight of that rat. Yeah, he was just too thick. Yeah. I think no, the thing is the water from the storm, like it makes the rat wet, and being wet makes you heavier, right? And like that was it. That was it. It's not just a fat rat, it's a wet fat rat. So like extra heavy. Yeah. Like double the weight or something. No. Yeah, white fur do be heavy, right? The rat's an absolute unit. Yeah, it destroyed my ceiling. The entire thing came crashing down because of that rat. Can't believe it would do this to me. My room is in ruins. Thanks, rat. Maybe the now you're homeless. Yeah, for real. I can't believe a rat caused me to be homeless. It sounds like an anime plot. I am now homeless because a rat broke my ceiling. I don't know, broke my house. The rat was Naki's biggest enemy all along. Sadly, I'm not a rat slayer. The rat was just jealous of me and Kami P, maybe. Maybe. Hopefully they can prevent other rats from getting in when they do the repairs. Yeah, I hope so. That was just one rat though. Like, yeah, it would be horrible. Like, absolutely horrible if like a bunch of rats came coming down and like, what the fuck? Why do I imagine that? I'm glad it's just one rat. That one time I became homeless after a fat rat made my room ceiling collapse. Yeah, for real. Naki currently gotta pick her up. Friendly rat next time. Is Stuart Little a rat? If I get Stuart Little. Is it a rat? Oh, I know. I think it's a mouse. Oh, it's a mouse, not a rat. Oh, it's a mouse. I don't remember. I don't remember. It was like really long time ago that I watched it. The only scene I remember from the movie was how he was flushed down the toilet. That was the only scene I remember from it. Like, wait, flush out the toilet. Also, someone tried to, like, I don't know. No, he was stuck in a washing machine. He was like being drowned. He was spinning inside the washing machine. That was the scene I remember the most. The washing machine scene, which is pretty funny, but also messed up, but also funny. The scene like that. I think no, it's the washing machine scene. The washing machine, washing machine. Yeah. Just remember those. Yeah, the washing machine. He was like spinning in there, and he was a wet mouse, not wet rat. You know, rat that cooks meals by pulling your hair? That one is a rat. Ratatouille. When the rat can cook better than you. Have you ever seen Flush Away? I have not. See that I'm going down the sink trying to recover the ring? I think I also still remember that part, but it says that the washing machine scene stuck with me the most for whatever reason. Stuart Little. How long ago was that movie? Oh my God, what the fuck? The 2000? Year 2000? Damn, that's so old. Oh my God, that's like 23 years ago. Jeez. Wait, okay, that was second movie. Okay, so the washing machine scene was in the second movie. Okay, so it's not that old. It's an oldie? Maybe the movie is like older than some of you. Who knows? I was a bit later. Yeah, I thought so as well. It was 2000. It has to be Stuart Big by now or Stuart Dead. I'm sure he's Stuart Dead because no rat lived that long, right? Yeah. A washing machine was first? Oh my God, wait, I watched the older movie then when I was younger. Can I confirm it's older than me? Damn. Okay. Okay. Well. Wow. Huh. Suddenly, I want to eat junk food, but at the same time, I don't want to eat anything. It's like having this mixed feeling where I kind of want to eat something, but at the same time, I don't know what to eat and I don't want to eat. Hate this feeling. Oh my God. Oh yeah. A little junk food as a treat? I don't think my house has like a lot of junk food. Might be stress eating craving. Yeah, might be. Might be. Anyway, I do miss Kamiti a lot. I think I saw a dream of you like last night as well when I went to sleep. So I like Kamiti coming to rescue me or something, and like in an in like bad situation. Although you were like pretty awkward and you kind of fucked it up, but it was still pretty cute. Miss Nucky so much. Yeah, I miss you as well. So like, that's why I want to do a little space as an update just for you to know that I'm okay and you don't need to be worried and I don't wanna worry you. Yeah, sounds about right. It was honestly really funny. It was basically like I was in trouble and you sort of just like teleport yourself over and then you're trying helping, you know. Like I think at one point I was just like, damn, how do you know that I live here? And then you just didn't answer. And then I just accept it. I just accept it. Like, damn, how do you know? And then, and I think you just kind of avoid it. And then address it. And I'm like, okay, I think it's fine. Fine? Question mark? You don't need to know, bestie. I see. Yeah, you didn't even succeed in like helping me. You just made it like I don't know. It was so weird. And like in the end, we took like a group picture together. I don't know why it's in the group. Why isn't it just like the two of us? Why was it in this group of people? Like I actually have no fucking clue, but that did happen. We could fear distress and follow our instinct. I see. Yeah, you're like, yeah, I booked like a ticket to like go here to come here and like, you know, because you need help. And I'm like, how did you know like where I live? And then you just ignore it and then you just continue the conversation and then I just like, oh, okay. Who else was in the group? It's like I honestly don't remember it. Like the rest of the people were just like mob. They were like a bunch of mobs. Yeah, I don't think they're important. Our love from us reach you? Yeah. Yeah, I did dream that, and then I woke up and I was like, I don't miss Kamipi. Yeah. Just know our wife that well. I see. Yeah, I do appreciate Kamipi's effort in trying to help though. Sense danger and reacted. I really like how you were really trying hard to prove yourself to me that you're reliable and then and then it's just like, oh, oops. And then I'm like, it's okay. It's a fine cat. I think Kami P even met my family in the in like in one of the scene, and I was like, damn, this is awkward. Just wish we could do more for you. It's okay. It's okay. Sounds about right. Was that a different situation than the ceiling? Yeah, it was a different situation. It's like, I guess my brain was like, damn, I wish someone was like there to help me more and not to stress me out, you know? So it just kind of converted to a different situation. Did I comment on our height? No, apparently it was pretty normal. Why does this sound like what would happen? I have no idea. I guess I just know Kami P so well. Oh my god. Yeah. It was about time this long after wedding. Yeah, for real. Okay, but actually, I think I'm going to like maybe grab up the space. Like, yeah. I just want to like give you an update to tell you that I'm okay. It's fine. You don't need to be worried. Like, I was drafting a tweet to tell you about what happened, but then that I'm okay, but I don't know. Like, I just keep writing to it and then erase it. The word just didn't come out that well. So I'm like, maybe it's just better if you hear from me like this. It's better. Yeah. Always are in our space if you miss us. Yeah, that's my plan. Because I don't think I can stream for a while. Maybe that goes without saying. That's nice just hearing from you. Glad to hear you're safe too. Yeah, I am. I'm really scared and like it was really dangerous, but I'm okay. I was shaking in my I don't have boots on. Like I was shaking in my slipper, I guess. I was really like shaking. My knees gave out and like oh my God. It was so scary. So scary. I could be lying under concrete. So heckin' scary. Yeah, I was like I did try to save the stuff, even when I was crying and panicking, I did handle it pretty okay. Maybe I would like to believe so. Knee, weeks, palm, spaghetti. Yeah, for real. I mean, hands also spaghetti. I can hardly type a tweet. My hands were shaking so much that I couldn't even type in anything. And it was also covered in dirt. Dirt water, to be exact. It was so disgusting. Good, Nike. Thank you. But yeah, I think I'm going to end the space here. Thank you for worrying about me. Thank you for checking up on me. I'm okay. Her wife is really brave, a bit reckless. Yeah, I just didn't think. And like honestly, I'm too scared to think as well. I just didn't want to like at that moment, I just didn't want to lose everything, and I feel like I would, if I lose everything that's important to me, I would be in an even worse place. So that's why I was really trying my best to save as many things as possible because those are the things that makes me happy, you know? So I would rather not lose it. And like that's what occupied my mind at the moment. Yeah. Yeah, so I just Just try my best, even though I was scared. Like losing everything would be even scarier, I guess. Okay, it's good to talk to you today. Thank you for listening to me. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay and safe. I didn't get injured or anything. Yeah, Otsunaki, I guess. Yeah, Otsunaki. I don't know. I guess I'll see you when I see you. Yeah, not sure when that will be, but yeah. It was sweet of you to make this space so we could hear you, Naki. Yeah. I think it's more reassuring to like actually hear my voice, right? So, Okay, thank you so much. I'll just go rest and watch Irma-kun to escape reality. Okay, bye-bye. I love you lots, Kamipi. Now that's like really, even in those moments, I was really thinking about you, and I'm like, man, I really just want to get support from Kamipi. So anyway, bye bye. I'll miss you. I think I'll do more space. Bye bye. I love you a lot. Bye.